Uncle Million Dollar thing, you know, out there, and it's opened up sometime in April, but couldn't wait day April. And you can go out there for a certain amount of money, I forgot how much, and I'd rather see everything. I'd spend a whole day.
Take
a whole day to see.
Yeah.
I've been where it seems to me like it's five something or seven something other. Or they charge me your wing. That lets you see most of it, I think.
Expensive.
I'd like to see it. Just like to go out there and look at it.
Yeah.
Enjoy all kinds of things to ride and see, do. I don't know that right all of it, but I'd like to see it.
Yeah.
Out there one day, just looking at it. I've never been to Grand or Opera House in my life. Never did go down in my house. Gonna do away with it, the way I understand it.
Yeah.
All be over with. It'd be history pretty quick, I understand it. That old place they used to meet, you know.
Yeah.
And just do away with it. I don't know what to do.
I heard something about they were going to tear it down, but then use the same material to build a chapel at Opryland. But they might not do that.
I doubt it. We got some. I got a good friend, Sam McGee. You heard of him, I'm sure. Craig McGee.
Mm-hmm.
Sam's going on 80 years old. Matt for a cut of mine. And he's been going there a long, long time. A while back, this Franklin Station put a half hour program on for him. Him and Craig, talking all.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoyed it. I listened to every bit of it. He carried on talking for all kinds of tales. You know, about how long he's been on that? Dave Macon used to be on the old fella. I went to his home. He lived up in China, and it's close not far off the wood there. And had a great big sign up out there where he lived.
Mm-hmm.
Uncle Dave Macon lives here. I played ball with his ball, baseball.
Yeah.
A lot of times. And he, old little good Christmas, picked a banjo. Oh, he hollered, Tedder. I'm pretty sure you might have heard some of his records. Have you ever heard any of his records?
I think so.
Most people didn't like them, you know, because call them old country people. Coming on up, people, but now they found out it's coming back. Thing they come all over the world. You know, come get Nashville. You'll never say it tonight, you know. I reckon you'll never say it in Union. There's people there. They announce on so yeah, from you know some different towns. So, big crowd, and it costs you something to get in. I'm pretty sure I've never been, but I know it costs you a little something about somebody to get you a ticket or something,
yeah.
You know. Maybe it goes and operates down there. And all the southern states, I'd say, South Carolina, Virginia, North Carolina people. And I guess it's probably maybe something George comes in this biker business. And the first thing they want to do is head to Nashville, Grand Ole Office. Every one of them, this crazy thing which you ever seen in your life. R.J. Reynolds got a bike, one of the best friends I ever had in the village. And he bought an old bike and goes out, listened to it every night, and picks that thing. We play cards, and he'd pick, stop and pick the same. We've had some good times. But they made a barrel of money out of it.